One of what might be the unintended consequences of a generation of devolving power from the federal government to the states is a new generation of aggressive state attorneys general. Now, several have gone to court against tobacco companies, gun manufacturers, and even the federal government. In recent years, as financial scandals on Wall Street have commanded increasing national attention, so is the name and work of one attorney general in particular, Eliot Spitzer, the Attorney General of New York, a Democrat who's taken on the securities and investment industry. He joins us from his offices in New York City. Thanks very much for being with us.
Scott, always a pleasure to chat.
And tell us about the Martin Act in New York State. Does that give you, in your judgment, particular authority and responsibility?
It does indeed. It was passed back in 1921. It was really a precursor to the federal securities laws, and it gives the New York State Attorney General the capacity to enforce basic anti-fraud theories in the securities markets. And of course, New York having been historically the center of capital and finance, being here with that authority has given the New York State AG a unique position to ensure that the capital markets are not overrun by fraud.
What did you discover to your satisfaction, Mr. Spitzer, about the financial interest that investment firms have in some of the firms that they represent?
There was an enormous and structural conflict of interest that was leading the investment banks to make recommendations to the public that they did not believe. Mm-hmm. Those recommendations were being made in order to satisfy the investment banking clients they had, because the investment banking clients were coming in generating enormous fees for all the deals, the underwritings, the acquisitions, mm-hmm. and those fees, because they were so big, were more important to the investment banks than the individual retail clients.
In many ways, doesn't this begin with the story of a 46-year-old pediatrician from Queens who said that he lost $500,000 by following the investment advice of an analyst at Merrill Lynch named Henry
right.
Blodgett? He said he wanted to get rid of something, and Mr. Blodgett said no.
Well, his broker said to him, well, Blodgett is recommending that you not do that. Mm-hmm. And based upon that recommendation, the stocks were not sold. And, of course, this was then later revealed to be one of those recommendations that he had issued merely to satisfy the investment banking side of the bank.
Mm-hmm. What about the practice called market timing?
Well, we have most recently, as of about 3 weeks ago, initiated a large, perhaps more important investigation into the mutual fund industry. And what we have discovered, much to our consternation, is that many mutual funds are letting certain favored clients, often hedge funds, often very wealthy clients, time the mutual funds, by which we mean they are entitled to come in and buy shares, flip them very quickly, something that would not be permitted for ordinary retail customers. Mm-hmm. And indeed, in the prospectuses of most of the mutual funds, they say we will discourage or forbid people from coming in and timing, because if they time, they impose transaction costs and siphon out short-term profits that we think should remain in the fund. If that representation were not made and they said nothing about prohibiting timing, then if people came in and did it, it would be one of the risks of the investment. Mm-hmm. An article in the Wall Street Journal indicates that the loss that accrues to longer-term investors could be up to 2% on an annual basis. Now, 2% differential is major.
Yeah.
If most mutual funds, indeed, are only appreciating 4, 5, 6, 7% a year, given where interest rates are, given what the market has been doing, to take 2% off the top of that is very significant.
In fact, this affects retired school teachers in Dayton, Ohio, who have a portfolio.
You are absolutely correct. What is so critically important about cleaning up the mutual funds is that mutual funds are the repositories for mom and pop investors. Every American who is saving for retirement, saving for his or her children's college education, saving for vacations for 5 years down the road, puts money into their mutual funds. Most of us are smart enough to know we cannot pick individual stocks. We don't have the expertise. It's not usually a wise way to invest. So therefore, we've been encouraged to put money into mutual funds. Mutual funds have been marketed as the easy but safe and honest way to invest. If these flaws are as pervasive as we think they might be, then we've got a major problem. We've got to clean it up. Hopefully, we are en route to doing that.
Is the matter of you running for governor of New York a when or an if?
I have said I will think about it over the next year or 2 years. I was fortunate enough to be reelected to this job last November, have loads of work to do, and the public wants me to do this job, and I won't waste much time thinking about the next one until a year or two from now.
The Attorney General of New York, Eliot Spitzer. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.